Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I guess it depends on what time you're listening to the Good Word Podcast. Hi, everybody. It's Tisha Lewis here at the Fox 5 DC studios in the nation's capital in Northwest. And joining us, or I should say returning, visiting us again is fashion designer Deanna Dorsey. Hi, Deanna.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. So it's been almost a year since you were on the show. A lot has happened for the show. A lot has happened for you. Fill us in.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's an honor to be back. Last year, 2019, was such an awesome, amazing, challenging, trying, faith-testing year for me. So we started off the year in January and just not really sure what was going to happen with District of Clothing. We had a couple of partnerships on the way, but we weren't totally sure how those were going to come together. And business was slowly moving along for my prime business, Deanna Dorsey Design, but I wasn't sure what was coming. I didn't have anything locked in at that point. So by April, I decided that I was going to start reaching out to other companies and offering my design expertise, not necessarily as a consultant, but actually, you know, saying I'll even come in-house, because it was just a rough year.
Sure.
A rough quarter, I should say. By the end of April, my dad fell terribly ill. He's fine now, but I essentially did not work for 4 months. During that time, I had a pop-up shop at Pentagon City Mall, and it was probably the worst decision of my professional
really?
Life.
Okay, so tell us more, because we hear all about these pop-up shops, and people make them sound like they're these exciting, trendy, profitable adventures. It was not.
And they can be, don't get me wrong. Leading up to this point, all of my pop-ups had been excessively successful. But this particular time, I was, you know, was really thinking that this was going to be the same case. It's the summertime, there's tons of tours that come through there. We were in a prime place location on the first floor, and every conversation that I had with other vendors were, this is the place to be in June, July, and August. You should definitely come be here for the month of July. Well, we were there for the month of July, and the night before, there actually was a murder at...
That's right.
Yes.
And everybody stopped coming.
I believe everyone stopped coming. I also believe that it was marketed differently than it should have been toward me. And, you know, when I say that I learned from I believe in failing fast and failing forward. We weren't necessarily able to fail fast because we had a contract for an entire month.
Sure.
But we definitely did fail forward. I was able to hire new people that I hadn't hired before. We had someone with some challenges that hadn't necessarily worked with us before, and we weren't sure how that was going to go, but he really rose to the occasion and really enjoyed working with folks. And then all of our customers were very accepting and welcoming of him. We met with new people that we hadn't quite worked with before, who were coming from different backgrounds, and you know, there was some violence. There was just lots of things that we encountered that you don't necessarily think about whenever you're trying to do a pop-up shop.
Sure. You know what's interesting, and then I'll let you finish what you were telling us. It's interesting how news of the day, which for some people, including myself, oh, this happened at Pentagon City and now we know who did it or what have you, and we move on. And you were drastically impacted. And it's so interesting how something that may be news of the day or in passing, or something that once it's solved, you think it's over, has a lasting or just a serious impact on other people.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still trying to recover from that decision.
Sure.
Because we lost quite a bit of money in during that 30 days. But I, you know, kept my faith, kept moving forward. I had a lot of people come around and help us. We were, we definitely rallied through the month. Couldn't be more thankful and happy with my employees. But it was tough, to say the least.
So, you know, you said that you kept your faith. And so obviously whenever I hear the word faith, my ears perk up, because this is a faith-based podcast. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's so rare to have this, and I'm so appreciative and blessed, and do not take 1 second for granted to be able to have a faith-based podcast and talk about something that's near and dear to my heart and something that's very, very important to me and so many other people. And the great thing about the Good Word is that you don't have to be someone who was raised in the church like myself, or someone with this strong faith Faith Foundation, we have something for everyone. But we love faith-based stories and stories of faith. And this was something where your faith was tested and tried.
To the stone, literally to the stone, to the bone, however you want to say it. I did not know. I mean, there were days when I would wake up crying, and there were days when I would go to sleep crying. And this was on top of already dealing with just a very challenging time with my father being ill and not being able to really fully work and trying my best to help and take care of him. And it was probably the lowest point in my last 10 years, I would have to say.
Wow. But you came through.
Yeah, God pulled me through.
And yeah. Praise God that we don't look like what we've been through.
Amen.
Because you look amazing.
Thank you.
You're like glowing. Thank you. You're radiating. You look incredible.
Soon I said, to be 40.
It's so funny. Don't worry about that. It's so funny. You know, I knew you were coming today, and I said, oh, I have to wear like something fancy. I have to wear like something with frills or something outside phenomenal. My ordinary.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're this fashion, you know, fashion megastar, up and coming megastar. So tell us now a little bit about where District of Clothing is and kind of what your mission and vision is for 2020. 2019 was rough, but 2019 is over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And 2020 is here. So kind of what's ahead for you?
Yeah. So 2019 was a great building block leading us into 2020. At the end of 2019 in December was our 5th year anniversary. So that's incredibly exciting. And throughout the entire 2020, we just really plan and hope to have lots of partnerships with local artisans as well as artisans outside of Washington, D.C. We're working on a contract now with someone in Miami Beach, Florida, which is really exciting.
That's fun.
We'll still be working with the Shopmaids in D.C. here in Washington. We'll also be still partnering with the National Museum of Women in the Arts. I just recently designed a T-shirt for the Warren campaign, which was really exciting and such an honor. And we just want to keep moving forward. You know, I think this year will be the year where we're able to sort of break out a bit. I have a bit more freedom creatively, and I'm excited to, you know, potentially do some work in LA. We're looking forward to doing more things in New York City, and hoping to just expand our market a bit more than it has been in the last 5 years.
So for those of you who are listening, and this may be your first time hearing Deanna, you may have not been a subscriber or a fan or friend of the Good Word podcast when she was on last time. They may want to know a little bit about your faith walk and your faith journey and how that impacts and inspires what it is that you do, which is fashion.
Yeah, so I'm a fashion designer. I'm also a designer and a full-time entrepreneur. I believe that entrepreneurship is a calling. And I came up in a family that was full of entrepreneurs, full of attorneys. I always saw that, you know, you don't necessarily work 9 to 5. You kind of work all day long, and you find that happy and healthy imbalance so that you can constantly be there for your family, but also make money to provide for them and also be able to do whatever it is that you've been called to do. And I went to Villanova University in 1998. I graduated thinking that I was going to be going to law school. I took the LSAT, and I got a negative 250 on that. Yes, it's possible, because that's my score. And I just really realized that I wanted to be a fashion designer, but I didn't know how to make that happen, and I also didn't know how to tell my parents. Flash forward to slightly after I graduated in 2002, that summer, my father, and again, he's okay, but my dad had a massive heart attack. He had a 7-part bypass, and I was at home alone with him. And when I came home that night from the hospital, I just realized that I didn't want to be one of those 50-year-old women on Oprah saying, I wish I could have when I
should have. Yes. Right.
And that night, I wrote my first business plan. That was sort of what launched me into entrepreneurship. Created a clothing line then, did actually fairly well, moved across the country, I guess overseas, and moved to Italy and went to design school, came back, moved to New York City, was a designer for a bit there until the economy collapsed in 2008. And then I eventually moved back home in 2009, hoping that I would be able to just kind of quickly pull it together here in Washington, D.C. This was one of the only places in the country that wasn't suffering economically at that time. And then, you know, hello to my surprise, I couldn't get hired. So I eventually had to hire myself.
Right. So she said she could not get hired. So she eventually had to hire herself.
Yes.
Go ahead. I had to just repeat that for the people.
So then that business is called Deanna Dorsey Design. That's my prime hustle, is what I call her. Mm-hmm. We offer creative solutions and graphic design to clients needing whatever it is that they need from a creative perspective. And after 5 years of running that business, my prime client went on a spending freeze. And at that moment, I was like, okay, now what? I was constantly listening to podcasts. And at that point, everyone was kind of talking about passive income.
Sure. I'm still trying to figure that part out.
I heard Oprah talk about passive income and my ears kind of perked up. And then I started having these dreams about dreamer. I was seeing the word dreamer, and then I would see the word crossed out, and I would see doer. Mm-hmm. And one day I eventually just kind of scribbled it out on a napkin, passed it over to a friend. And she's like, what is this? This is amazing. And I kind of like took it back and didn't say anything. Took me a little bit of time. I eventually started making more designs. And it was Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving. I was like, okay, I'm still, you know, struggling a little bit financially because my prime client went on a spending freeze. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to really step out and do this. So I took these designs that I had with Dreamer Doer. And I could remember and like hear Oprah in the back of my head saying, if you're going to do something passive, you should do something that you already have the ability to do. Use the skills that you currently own. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I could design almost anything and I could do a website overnight and I could do marketing and I knew how to use social media fairly well. Pulled all of that together, and by 6 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, I had the website and I started, you know, pushing it out to friends.
Sure.
Sending it to folks that I knew that had fairly large followings on social media. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of started this snowball effect, which brought us to here now in February 2020.
Which is wonderful, which is absolutely wonderful. And I think it's an incredible story, and it's a testament to how you believed in yourself. You were your first fan and customer, and you had this vision and you followed it.
I had a vision. I followed it. I did not always believe in myself. I still don't always believe in myself. I think I struggle tremendously with fear and doubt.
Sure.
I just try not to let fear and doubt win. And I am very conscious of what I have, you know, around me, energy wise, people wise, what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, what I'm watching.
You know, people, minimize or underestimate the power of what you let in.
Oh.
And I am such a big proponent of positive vibes only.
Yes.
I don't know who said it, but I love it.
Yes.
I think it might have been Drake, but I don't know for sure. Whoever said it, I'm now saying it. Positive vibes only. I'm big on, like, you cannot just let everything in.
Yes.
Because it plants a seed.
Absolutely.
And that seed grows, good, bad, or indifferent.
Absolutely. And as a creative person, I think we feel that differently. I don't want to say it any more or any less. I just think that we feel that differently. You know, it's never 1 + 1 for us. It's always like how we felt this morning, what happened 25 years ago, how we're pulling all of this, you know, how we're pulling all of this together with these certain colors that we like.
Right.
And it's really just a, you know, I truly strongly believe that me being an entrepreneur, it is a calling. It wasn't something that I was, that I just haphazardly decided to do one day, because it's hard. It's a lot of work. It's very lonely at times. The stress can be overwhelming. The failures are frequent, and you want to share them, but you also don't want to harp on them. And it's really just about grabbing a hold, in my opinion, is really about grabbing a hold onto your faith and also being surrounded with people who not only believe in you but believe in the vision, even if they can't see it.
Sure.
So I, in these last 10 years of entrepreneurship, have just been fully supported by my family, my friends, the community, the District of Clothing community, and my clients through Deanna Dorsey Design, who have just always pushed me forward. Even on the days when, you know, I couldn't like stop crying and I couldn't pay my taxes or I couldn't pay a credit card bill. I've just always been constantly surrounded by, you know, people who would encourage me from a creative perspective, people who would encourage me from a faith perspective,
sure.
people who would encourage me from just like a, you're Deanna Dorsey, you have to make this happen, you right, always make right. it happen, and I'm like, okay, thank you. It's not me that makes it happen, but I try to channel that.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mention that, because I think that that encouragement is so important. I have certain women in my life who
yes.
we may not hang out often, we may not talk often, we may not see each other often, but I consider them prayer warriors.
Yes.
And these are women who I can call at 5, 4, 3, 2, 6 in the morning, and I don't have to tell them what, I don't have to tell them who, how, when, where. I just say, look, I need some prayer, and they will go in.
Yes.
To
yes,
prayer
my
and change my life.
Change your life. And you know what, the thing, I have those women as well, and some of those people are also men. What I think is also so key about that relationship with those people is that sometimes I can't call and they know
yes,
to either pray
yes,
or they will
yes.
call you. Cuz sometimes you just can't.
You can't,
you know, like you just
I get
you
it.
You can't. And I'm just very grateful that I have those people who rally around me and who know me well enough at this point. Most of my friendships are like 15 to 20 years
me
old.
Me too. No new friends.
Some new friends. Yes. But you know, what I also will say is that some of my new friends here in Washington, D.C., just over the last three, four, 5 years have become that as
right,
well.
You right.
know, especially ones who are in the creativity space or in the entrepreneurship game. They
right.
understand how challenging it could be.
Well, we're on the same page and in that same space mm-hmm. where it comes to same deal. Most of the friends I have are friends that I've had for 15, 20
yeah.
plus years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's so important. And I think what I really appreciate is you're so transparent, so transparent. And oftentimes people don't want to talk about the struggles or what they've overcome, the obstacles that they've overcome. But I think that that's what sharing that is what gives someone else hope, what restores or rejuvenates or reignites someone else's faith. And mm-hmm. so that is something that's so important. Want to make sure people can find you mm-hmm. And learn more about what it is that you're doing.
So this is a great place to talk about failures because my my social media handles aren't all the same, but so I'm Deanna Dorsey on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Deanna Dorsey. You can also go to deannadorsey.com to learn more, and that's deannadorsey.com. Instagram District of Clothing is at District of Clothing, but on Twitter we are at Style District. One day we'll get them all together.
It's all good. As long as you got something out there for people to find you. And I know we talked a little bit about some of your failures, but we definitely want to hear about your successes.
Yeah.
So please share.
Most recently we create, or when I say, I should say me more, but
right.
we is probably like myself, my heart, my brain, you know. I created a t-shirt for the Elizabeth Warren campaign, and it says value the work of Black women. That was really exciting and such an honor to partner with her team and to develop that shirt. Also, you know, we are excited to launch a couple of new ideas that'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks or so once we get some of these contracts shared. And then most importantly, I got engaged in the last month.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
Yes, that is the greatest.
So Deanna is an engaged woman now.
Yes.
That's yeah. wonderful. We're so,
so
happy for you.
Thank you.
We're so, so happy for you.
We love you.
We support what you're doing.
Soaking it all in. Yeah.
You know, 2020 is going to be an amazing year.
Yes.
And an amazing year for you as well. And I think it's going to be the year of, what do they say, fruit?
Yes. This is definitely a fruitful year.
Yes. Yes. The seeds have been planted
yes.
and the fruit is here and coming. And so obviously we ask everyone this. I don't know if we were asking you this when you first came because
mm-hmm.
we've kind of evolved a little bit now,
okay.
which is good,
yeah.
which is great. But we want to ask you, of course, what is the good word?
Keep going. I think that's more often than not, that's how I have been closing all of my emails and just saying that to me. I think, you know, I'm 39 now, and you start to understand as you get older that a lot of people aren't able to keep going, and it is a blessing. You know, when I think
mm-hmm.
of Kobe Bryant
mm-hmm.
Passing
mm-hmm.
a little over a week ago, you know, it just, it crushed me in ways that I didn't expect it to. And it still is, I think.
Me too. And I've never met him. And so yeah. I didn't think it would have like the impact that it did have on me. But for some reason I felt this very deep sense of mourning and grief and heaviness. Mm-hmm. For someone who I've never met.
I think one of the ways, I've been trying to figure out ways that I can best cope with this, because it's been affecting me just as a human being on this earth, as a daughter of a girl dad, you know, and just thinking of his greatness and his light and his ability to evolve. I think that, you know, Kobe was a person who was constantly striving to move forward. He wasn't perfect. He was very much human. He was given and gifted a certain amount of talent, but he also worked every single day to make that talent that much harder. But he was really like a light in this world. And I think that when that light is removed, you feel it. And I feel like we really felt it. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that it is my and all of our... you know, part of our purpose is to shine your light as long and as strong as you can, because you just don't know who you're affecting. The mm-hmm. entire world shifted off of his death. Mm-hmm. The entire world. And so he was just thinking of playing basketball. He was just thinking of being the best that he could be. He was mm-hmm. thinking about moving mm-hmm. forward. I think if we can continue to do that and think, you know, hopefully, prayerfully, we can inspire just as many people. And it doesn't matter if we just inspire one. Mm-hmm. That's just the same amount of greatness.
Sure.
But as I continue to move forward, I just keep saying to myself, like, I just have to keep going. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that's going to be ground stopping and pause the world or stop the world. It just has to be forward. You know, sometimes it's okay to take a pause. Sometimes it's okay to take a couple of steps back. But you take those steps back so that you can come back around and keep moving forward. And I would say my good word is just, or my good phrase is just, keep going.
DMV's Deanna Dorsey, fashion designer, founder of District of Clothing.
Yes.
Thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me back.